Well, here we are again. Did you know that Christians are simps? And they simp for their wives? Well, you're going to find out about that because I feel like I need to do a video on this. With the amount of simping I'm seeing, I thought simping was a dead meme, but apparently it isn't dying, it's just getting worse. Now today I want to do a little video, I've got a bunch of dot points written down, about why conservatives and Christians have a serious problem with relationships and simping, and this is a problem that guys have, and they need to stop. Now, before starting, just as a sort of announcement, two other people are going to be uploading to this channel as well, alongside me. Maybe they've already uploaded by now. I'm still going to be uploading sometimes in my free time, whenever a problem pops up, because hey, you know, someone's got to talk about it. So anyways, let's get into it. I didn't want to do a video essay for this one, I'm just going to talk about this, because this is affecting guys in such a negative way that it's like ruining friendships, it's totally throwing off like what the church is supposed to be doing, and not just the church, like I said, I'm trying to aim this at everyone, if you're secular or whatever. This is going to impact you, like if you're a guy that's simping, good luck, you know, it's not going to work, and I'm going to explain why. So to start, let me describe the situation today for conservatives and conservatism in the church. Women today essentially have all the power. You can deny this, but legally and socially speaking, it's true. They have all the power in marriage. They have all the power socially. This is actually very historically abnormal. We live in abnormal times. Now, this is already a problem because women are naturally illogical to start with and shouldn't be leading churches or even having majority sway over these decisions. But they do. And it gets better. Younger generations of women are non-committal and also primarily desire attention. They desire guys to simp for them. And the reason is pretty simple, because of social media and in, you know, indoctrination, most young women have this fantasy ideal of what they want in a guy and in marriage. Like all the memes online, if you ask them about this, they won't define what they want because it doesn't exist. And usually it's a fantasy in which they keep the power, but the guy still somehow is like this masculine hero. It's illogical, it doesn't make sense, and that's women, okay? These are the people who are now running a lot of your society, or at least they're running the church. Anyways, this means that from a desire perspective, most average women just will not date or marry average guys. They only desire the best imaginable options. Like, everyone knows this now because it's been a meme for like 3 years. Now, in practice, anyone who's been to a church knows that in practice, things look totally different. And there are, in fact, average and even above average women dating average guys. So obviously, someone had to compromise. And this leads me into the actual idea of simping. So, like, what is simping? As most people should be aware, simping is like multifaceted. But in essence, it's when a guy compromises on who he is as a guy and basically subjugates himself to the will of a woman in order to either sleep with her, which he shouldn't be doing if you're a Christian, or date her, or even just get attention from her, which is super feminine because that's what women naturally desire to do. It's like a reversal of what women usually do. So that's pretty cringe. Next, let me explain what's going on today in terms of guys and simping. In the church, there are actually levels of simping. I've thought about this, and I'll explain. Because of the dynamic described earlier, there are a lot of single people, especially white people, for some reason. They are not getting married. They're definitely not having kids, and most aren't even dating. This has led a lot of these young guys to become desperate. And, you know, it sort of makes sense. Like, all the memes online joke about, you know, women, and I've seen this, will be completely non-committal all the way up to their, you know, mid to late 20s or later. Then all of a sudden, you know, they'll start dating the guys who used to simp for them. Like, it's a meme. Everyone knows this. And we've seen this happen. Everyone acts like, well, they've just changed and now they've got realistic expectations. You know, that's what they tell you, right? Like, well, here's the thing. They don't. Like, no, they haven't changed. Okay, these women who all of a sudden start giving attention to their simps, to these feminine men, they are not attracted to them. The reason women today do this stuff is because they realize that they are not going to get some fantasy guy who ticks every box. And so they will then try and marry someone. But here's the thing, keep this in mind. These women are not marrying someone they actually find attractive, which is crazy to keep in mind when you see these people giving their vows at weddings and stuff. Like, it's literally just a lie for some of these people. You have to keep that in mind. Once women reach this point, they're not dating based off of attractiveness. They're actually trying to find a simp who has money, but will, you know, subjugate himself to her. And if that doesn't make sense, I'll explain. A lot of these women do not respect the guys they marry. And in Christianity, obviously, you can't cheat in marriage. But what I've seen these women do, and everyone knows who they are subconsciously when you meet one, you know, when you meet someone like this, you just know, is they will flirt with other guys. And they might do it subtly. And they use other guys to get attention even once they are married. But they know that if their husband is a simp, if he's feminine, he's going to let her do whatever. And that, and, you know, that's going to fulfill whatever desire she has where, you know, she can be married and have resources and then also get attention from more attractive guys. You know, so that's just not on. But that's what's happening. You know, you voted for this. Isn't that the meme? You voted for this. Now, here's your bed to lie in. And look, now, ironically, women used to be taught to pray and find validation through God, but the church, for some reason, literally doesn't teach this anymore, or at least the ones I've been to. So instead, women are trying to find the same sense of, like, attention and validation in the world and in guys. But the thing is, that will never be fulfilled, because what these women are seeking is a type of self-justifying gratification that only God can give. If you're a Christian woman and you don't pray and you don't find your identity in God, you will try and find it in other people. And if you're a guy, you know, if you add simping into the equation, it just destroys everything. If you're a feminine simp, because you're justifying that. Okay, consider all of that. Because now I want to explain why guys, especially these Christians and so-called conservatives, are probably the biggest simps. Like, why do they simp? Well, I think there's a few reasons. The first, by far, is that most guys understand, whether they admit it or not, that women today have all of this social power, legal power, and, you know, relational power in relationship dynamics, which is unnatural. You know, if you're a guy, you feel that there's something weird about that. Now, I talked about this in my last video, the one on women pastors. And to be fair to the guys, this is actually something which is hard to navigate because women act illogically and they have all this power now. But what happens is that guys will simp in order to keep their wives happy or their girlfriends happy. Again, because if their wives and girlfriends aren't happy, they'll literally self-sabotage relationships and marriages. And if you're married, like, they can divorce. Which, you know, wasn't a very big thing back in the day, like 100 years ago. So things have definitely changed for the worse. The second reason is that a lot of these guys are, like, obsessed with sex. Like, all they want is to sleep with their wives. But their wives know that they are, like, these lustful, you know, uncontrolled beings. Because, you know, they don't temper themselves. And so their wives know that they can use sex to control them. This is actually something I would say is a bigger problem in the church and amongst so-called conservatives than it is amongst anyone else. So there's two problems here. Firstly, women should not be trying to use this to control or coerce, but guys as well should not be controlled by impulsive sexual desires, which they are. That is simping. That's a form of simping. If a Christian guy jokes around with a friend or does something his wife doesn't like, like, guess what? She's going to make it known that she's not happy. And she'll do stuff like, if you're married, they'll withhold sex until, you know, the guy basically repents and then subjugates himself again. And most relationships today are like this. It's the rule, not the exception. Okay? Something which ties these two reasons together is actually the acceptance of feminist ideas in the church today. Conservatives are mostly idiots, okay? Like, they claim to be traditional or based, but in reality, like, they believe in feminist talking points from the 60s. Like, just admit it, like, that's true. Like, but because it's been more than one generation, they take, like, radical, what would have been considered radical 1960s, like, women's liberation, talking points and stuff. And they take that stuff as fact because that's what the boomers believed. That is not traditional. You know, for example, they love that idea of like a strong independent woman or a strong woman in the workforce. Strong woman pastor. A woman leader? Woman pastor? Based? How is that based? Like, can you imagine going back to like the Victorian era England when people were actually based and sharing what so-called conservatives believe today? They would think you're like a socialist, like a proto-Marxist socialist or something, like an insane person, and your goal was like to overturn society. That's what they would think you are. So yeah, you know, conservatives actually really enable the feminist stuff, but they try and like cloak it. They go, oh, well, it's not feminism, it's just natural. Okay, that's why people joke that what we call conservatism today is just liberalism that's like 20 years behind. Now, this brings me to another dot point, which is that, you know, do women actually love simping? Well, the thing is, women today, a lot of younger women, both simultaneously love it and hate it. Like, they want guys to simp, but they don't respect them. Women biologically have not changed, but they have been brainwashed increasingly in the church into believing certain things. Women have major flaws in the same way that men do, which society society seems to exploit it. For example, women, if they have the option, will leave their long-term partners for someone they perceive as better, sometimes on a dime. But again, the church doesn't call out why this happens. They'll call out the issue, but they won't call out why it happens. It's because of the flaws of female nature, and they're afraid of touching that. Now, one of the elements of a woman's fallen nature, which we see in the Bible with Eve and Delilah and Jezebel, which I'll probably touch on later, is the desire to control the figure of authority or subvert authority, which is supposed to be the husband. In fact, the Genesis 3 curse to the woman is literally, in Hebrew, correctly translated as something like, your desire will be contrary to your husband, or to control your husband, but he will rule over you. That was a curse because it meant that a woman's desire had to be tempered, okay? This isn't taught today, and so obviously women continue on trying to control. And just to give a little bit of contrast so that this doesn't sound like just some anti-woman video, you know, men have to temper themselves as well, because for men it's different. For men it's like, you know, men get angry and violent. Women don't really do that as much. You know, men also have like a lust for power, or just lust in general. Women don't struggle as much with that. So men and women are different and they need to temper themselves differently. But again, you know, we only hear about like the men's side of the issue, which is good that we hear about that. But it's like, you know, your wife is trying to control you. Your wife is controlling you. That's why you're not talking about this. Okay, this is why women desire men to simp. Okay, it goes beyond just getting validation and attention. Women understand that if a man is not simping, he is not directly under their sway, which means she cannot act contrary to him without him pushing back. Now, at the same time, women also simultaneously hate simping and hate simps. Okay, women are biologically, they don't change. They're still driven on a deeper level towards figure in marriage who will lead them, or who will at least set the dynamic and so on and help them and be able to provide for them. When that is missing in a relationship, women on the surface level feel good because they think that this is what they want. You know, they have control. They can do what they want without any pushback from the husband. You know, women's lib. You know, women's liberation. But, you know, on a deeper level, they will come to hate their husband, or at least despise him for being a simp. Because naturally, women still deep down, or at least most women, want a guy to provide guidance and leadership and clarity. And these simps do not do that because they're not leading, okay? They are following, they are subjugating. So these simps may think that they have, you know, locked in some attractive woman. Guess what? They don't respect you, and they will come to hate you for it. You know, finally, before I move on to like another point, they also want to keep men from doing anything that could be considered controversial or provocative, especially socially. This is actually a very important point because this ties into political issues today. You know, again, women are a lot of women are illogical. They are emotional, and they primarily want, you know, women today, not women back in the day, but a lot of women today primarily want attention. They want good social standing, and they want peace for the sake of raising children, even if it means submitting to, like, a lie. But that's why, in today's society, especially in these big Protestant churches, the women control everything, and they will never speak out on any controversial or relevant issues. In fact, they will usually play into the prevailing lies or the prevailing narrative, the current thing, because it's safe. For example, I love highlighting this, but, you know, Judah Smith's wife, whatever her name is, she literally gets up there and says that abortion and pro-choice is Christian because it's loving the life and choice of the mother. This is your future. Do you understand? This is your future. Judah Smith's wife, in an oversized business suit on stage. This is your future, okay? You voted for this. You know, strong, motivated guys, in contrast, usually want the truth. And in today's society, that is considered deliberately controversial. What do Christian women do in response to young men fighting for the truth? Right? Like, well, today they literally try and shut it down. Like, I've seen this happen again and again and again. If you're a young, motivated Christian guy who, you know, is compelled by the Bible and compelled by biblical truth, and you want to stand up against, you know, let's say abortion, let's say all of the issues in 2020. Remember that? Remember 2020? I do, because I stood up for, you know, the truth during that time period. You know what happened? Who was the primary resistance? It was women. It were these Christian women who were like, it's for our safety. Remember that? So they say, we've got a racism problem. Man, we've got a racism problem out here. Really? Where? Last time I checked, we just let everyone in. Is that a racism problem? But whatever. Look, I want to give some biblical examples of simping because it is actually biblically backed up. And there are four examples off the top of my head that I can think of, and they're all classics. They're all certified classics. The first one is Samson and Delilah. And if you don't know the story, Samson is literally gifted by God with a secret power for his strength, which is having long hair. And he knows that he needs to keep this a secret, because if his hair is cut, he loses his power. He was like a Nazarene, so they grow their hair and they don't cut it. This woman, Delilah, who I think it makes out as like a prostitute, I haven't read it in ages, but it's like she literally convinces him through sex to give up his secret. And it's not just like, you know, people read that story and they go, oh, well, Delilah like tricked him and he didn't know. In this story, I think it happens 7 times. I think 7 times Delilah tricks him, or 6 times, and he gives up he fakes his source of power, and the Philistines try and jump him 6 times. Clearly, like, you know, Samson wasn't an idiot. He would have drawn the connection. But his wife, Delilah controlled him, and he eventually gives up the secret because she, you know, if you read the verse, I'm pretty sure she goes on like this rant before he finally gives it up. She's like, you don't love me anymore. And then he's like, okay, fine, it's my hair, and she kills him. Well, she doesn't, but, you know, then they take him prisoner and he dies. So, and then there's, you know, Ahab and Jezebel is another one. Even worse, you know, Jezebel, like, Ahab is basically painted as being this, like, feminized, like, weak guy who, like, you know, gets upset and sulks about the fact that he couldn't get a vineyard. And Jezebel is, like, this domineering woman who was like, you know, I'll get you the vineyard if you submit and give me what I want. And he does it. And then, and he dies. I think Jezebel dies, like, gets eaten by dogs. Herod and Salome, as they call her, is another one. In this story, for context, Herod, not the Herod from the start of the Gospels, but the Herod during the time of John the Baptist, has captured John the Baptist. When you read scripture, it actually says that Herod liked John the Baptist and actually liked his preaching and didn't want to hurt him. The daughter of Herod's partner, Salome, basically, you know, it infers that she does this like weird, like sexual dance thing for him. And then he's like, I'll give you anything you want. And the mother tells her to kill John, you know, to get the head of John the Baptist, and that's what happens. And, you know, the fourth example, which I can think of, is Job's wife. A lot of people forget this. This stood out to me. There's a verse in the book of Job, which I'll probably find and put on this video, where Job's wife literally has this, like, breakdown and tells Job to curse God and die. She literally says that. She says, curse God and die for no reason. And then Job hits back by saying, like, you speak as every foolish woman speaks. So, you know, that's a biblical example of simping. Now, one of the other things, this video is getting pretty long, but one of the other dot points I had was why or how simping actually changes someone. And this is important, or at least it's very important to me. I've seen guys I know completely change their personalities and really everything about their outward appearance and beliefs just to simp and accommodate a girl they liked. The first thing I noticed is that a lot of guys actually begin to self-censor to appeal to that feminine or the feminist female temperament. Remember, like I said, most women don't even respect that. They see it as weak, but guys do it anyways so that women aren't offended. Okay, that's the first problem. Secondly, when the ideas of men and women clash, women's ideas today are always accepted. Now, here's a deeper problem. Men and women are naturally compelled towards different ideas. They have different temperaments. Men, and like when men and women overlap in these co-ed spaces or mixed spaces, these ideas will clash. A good example is humor. I've used this in videos before. Humor and joking around. Women hate men's humor because they find it doesn't match their sensibilities. And so they will always try and censor it or get their partners to stop because they're offended or, oh, that's so bad. You know, it's just this classic. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. In the past, it was understood that men and women needed their own spaces for these reasons. Okay, men's only and women's only spaces for this reason. Today, everything is co-ed or mixed, which I'll explain soon, but this dynamic means that someone has to cede power to the other. Today, because of simping and everything else I've described, it seems like it's just always ceded to the woman's temperament. Okay, it's the woman's temperament that everything has to go by. Like, okay, what about humor? Well, you can't have a male sense of humor around in a mixed space, but the woman's temperament can manifest. Like, see how this works? I think that's because of simping. And, you know, people might say, oh, well, that's not true. You know, women aren't really... How is that a bad thing that women are offended naturally? Like, men and women are different. That's a good thing. It's just that we're taught by these stupid conservatives. They go, oh, well, men and women are different. But then they totally cock out on that argument the moment it comes to, like, their wives. And they go, oh, actually, we're exactly the same in every way, except for, you know, the parts of our body. That sounds like cope. That sounds like simp cope. Anyway, like, that leads me to the point of mixed and co-ed spaces. Like, why do they even exist? Church should be mixed, obviously. But outside of that, everything from work to university and so forth, it's all mixed now. Do you understand the pain of having to sit through a woman pastor's sermon as she cries on stage, true story? Like, do you get that simp? Simp, do you get that simp? Do you understand the pain of sitting in a life group mixed with women? Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, in these mixed spaces accelerate this stuff. The simps don't get it. You're thinking about sex. I'm thinking about the second arrival of Christ on earth. I'm thinking about the giant, I'm thinking about the new Jerusalem coming down from space, the giant cube Jerusalem city coming down from space. You're thinking about not. You're thinking about nodding. Do you understand? I mean, I'm joking, but like, this is like what I'm talking about, right? This is what I'm talking about. And the mixed spaces, they really bring out the worst in these like simps. Not even necessarily women. Like, I get that women want attention, but these simps, dude. Now, like I said in the last video, this destroys the dynamic of brotherhood and sisterhood because the women are always competing for attention from the guys. And a lot of the guys are simping and doing the same in reverse, and they're stabbing each other in the back. I think the reason in the church and in conservatism that co-ed spaces are so big is because women necessarily need to be in the presence of men, both to receive validation, and if they're in a relationship, to oversee their partner and control them and know what they're talking about with the guys. Like, but again, that's not natural. Like, that's unnatural. That's when you don't have a relationship with God as a woman, that you need this outward validation and you need all this like materialistic like slop. You know, you need all this outward validation. Now, on a personal level, one final important point on this dot point I've got written down is that I think that simping and being in a simping relationship actually destroys friendships between guys, because it destroys the idea of brotherhood in a certain way. Here's why. Like, as guys, there are some people who will become like brothers. And as a guy, you will all have a guy's temperament and sense of humor. You know, it might differ a bit, but it will mostly be similar because you're all guys. But more importantly, hopefully, you will have a guy's sense of justice and a desire to pursue the truth, not only in your life, but in society, and so that you can help other people, you know, escape this corruption and fix things. Modern women, like I've been explaining, on average do not like this. And I personally know guys who went from truth seekers, uncompromising, to getting into a relationship. Then all of a sudden their wives and girlfriends basically tell them to stop being controversial. Or, you know, you're offending me. Or they say, oh, it's mean. Oh, you know, talking about, you know, banning abortion, that's mean. Okay, really? Really? We're even having this discussion? So, you know, in that way, it just destroys brotherhood. These young women are literally voting out of spite for their fathers. Do you know this? This is how it works. Women who have fatherhood problems will vote and live life to spite their fathers. Okay, that's why they vote for the, you know, mass amounts of foreigners and migrants. You know, they vote to allow divorce and abortion. And don't quote me on that. That's just a hypothesis. Who knows? Okay, so like, how many pastors are gone, you know, get up on stage and tell you what I just did? And I'm not saying that everything I said is 100% true. This is just me sharing opinions. But a lot of the stuff I'm sharing does have truth to it, and a lot of it I've seen. How many pastors, you know, Protestant pastors are getting up there and calling out a lot of the stuff with women today and simping? None. The answer is none. I haven't seen any. Okay, I've seen Father Moses. Father Moses is not Protestant. But the others, it's like, they're not going to say anything about this, not even close, because they are so pathetic and weak that they care more about what their wives will think. And, you know, specifically they care about, you know, help my wife let me have sex, than whether they should stand up for truth and prevent, you know, the West from falling. You know, you have the choice, Western man. Do you want to, it's like that stupid meme. You have the choice. You can save civilization or you can have sex with your wife. You can save Christianity, you can save civilization and actually help your wife and help women, or you can not. That's the dynamic here. So there you go. You know, and perhaps that's a bit vulgar, but you know, these are your strong Christian leaders and pastors. Here's your strong Protestants, sir. It's over. Now, to tie a lot of this back together, it's worth mentioning that even if you simp, it's not going to work. I really need to just hammer this point home for all of the guys that keep doing this. Simping is not only, I would say, morally bad, it doesn't even work. And if anything, it makes everything worse, okay? The first reason is that simping is necessarily a feminine act. It's a self-fulfilling cycle. Men think that if, you know, they simp, they can get the interest of a girl who they find attractive, or they can somehow earn her love. I'm going to earn her love. In reality, these women see simping as pathetic and feminine, because it is. They're actually correct. And it turns them away. Now, like I said, a lot of women eventually end up marrying these simps today, but then they develop a resentment for them eventually. Simps might think that the relationship is working because they are listening to their wife and obeying what she says. But eventually, it's like she will realize that you never pushed back or stood up for yourself or for the relationship or for both of your own good. And they'll just leave, or they'll make your life difficult because they don't respect you. If this doesn't make sense, think about this. Women want like leadership and guidance, and that comes from actually being a strong guy. So again, this isn't an anti-women message. I think traditional women are great. You know, God designed them to be a certain way. I'd say this is more of an attack on like the way men are acting. Okay, simping is a male problem. You can't blame women for simping. It's your fault. Secondly, like if you're dropping out this hard that you're like, man, I just want the woman. I just want women. And I need to chase them with all my might. Get real. Get real. Follow God. Follow God, dude. Secondly, a lot of guys, just to finish this off, get played by women who are just looking for attention, but are not ever going to actually pursue a serious relationship. I've seen this a lot. A lot of these guys begin trying to hang out and message these girls all the time and flirt and, oh, so good, you know. But then when the guys try and make a move, well, apparently the girl's not interested. I've seen this happen with a number of people I know. Some of them are my friends. They always fall for it. This is simping, okay? If a woman is not giving you obvious signals, if a woman is not throwing herself at you or at least making it obvious, and you're still giving her this like crazy attention, that's simping. Just like treat them as friends. If they're interested, you'll know about it, okay? Now, this is my final dot point to tie this all together. This is the end. This video has been very long, but I had to rant a lot. For context, you know, I've been joking around a lot. Keep that in mind. This is not like an anti-women or anti-men video. But, you know, guys who simp are actually making it worse for everyone. And I've got a few final little points here in regards to this. Firstly, so long as young women are getting validation from simping men, they know that they have the power to rule over men and to dictate the rules over their boyfriends and husbands. If all guys just like stopped giving attention to women in this way, this simping mentality, this would change. Like women would start pursuing guys. You know, they would start to carry themselves better. They would start to try and adhere to what guys want, which is, you know, modesty or respect. But again, if you're validating how they currently act, which is what you're doing if you're a simp, never gonna happen. It's just gonna keep getting worse. Secondly, like I said earlier, simps are also just so pathetic that they will literally stop fighting for the truth in order to just have sex. Like, how stupid do you get? These pastors and leaders will get up on stage and talk about Christianity and God, but then care, you know, more about their wives' feelings than the fact that, you know, migrants are destroying society, that the West is failing, etc. You know, like, get real. These big pastors who simp for women and never say anything to, you know, try and save our culture, except to validate the existing demonic narrative over our society. What are you doing? These so-called Christians are so weak and pathetic. They just need to be forced out of the church by the motivated young people and be replaced by people who are actually motivated. I think if you're not annoyed about these sort of sellouts and simps running your churches into the ground, I question how seriously you actually take the faith. Like, don't give that stupid spiel about, you know, love and peace in the church or whatever. Here's real love and peace. Standing up for your country and for your friends and for your family and for your people and for those around you and protecting them and fighting for the truth against the odds, that's love. That's like true love. Anyways, I was going to go on, but I just realized it's going to be a very long video. But that's what you get. That's what you get when you simp. You have to sit through this. Like I said, you know, I am joking about a lot of stuff just to be sort of provocative, but there are things like in what I'm saying, which are actually serious problems in the church. So we need to figure those out. Anyways, to wrap up, like I said at the start, two other people are going to start contributing to this channel as well. I think they might have already started uploading. I'm going to keep uploading if I have free time because there's a lot of problems today and there's not a lot of people like me. So if you're simping, you have to stop. It's time to stop.